بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the most sublime and noble qualities and characteristics, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that verily you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are upon a very lofty and noble mantle and position of good character, which some ulama would translate that verily you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have been given the franchise rights, the exclusive distribution rights of good character. Any person who wishes to learn noble qualities, characteristics, will have to do so at your threshold, at your doorstep. Nevertheless, one particular attribute and quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah highlights in the Quran Sharif, is that of gentleness and softness. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah mentions, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It was the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you, O Nabi of Allah, dealt gently and softly with them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. And had you been harsh in your speech, hard-hearted in your approach, لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Then they would not have remained in your company for very long. What was the background behind this? It was the Battle of Uhud. The Muslims initially had the upper hand, and it seemed as though victory was imminent, just as they had defeated the Quraysh 1 year prior to this in the Battle of Badr. It seemed as though they would hand them another defeat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had stationed those archers on that hilltop, and his clear instruction to them was that no matter what happens, do not leave your post and your position. A few of them, or a large number of them, who were stationed on that hilltop, realize that victory is imminent, we are about to defeat the Quraysh, and they see the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum now taking from the booty that was on offer. So they thought to themselves, the battle is almost over, we are victorious already, and they therefore left their posts, and they also went down to the battlefield to go and share in that booty. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, not yet a Muslim at that time, he is in the opposition army, and he notices this opening, he seizes the opportunity, and he brings his men around the mountain pass, and they attack the Muslims from the rear. This causes confusion, it causes panic, and this eventually sparks the defeat of the Muslims in the Battle of Uhud. Referencing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's treatment of those very same Sahaba, who became the ultimate cause for the Muslims being defeated. 70 men are martyred, become shuhada. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam loses 70 of his closest companions. But the way he deals with those who are responsible for this, Allah says, لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. You were soft with them, you were gentle with them, you were lenient in your dealing with them. Not only did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam deal with them like this, but we find even those who were completely his subordinates. Anas radiallahu anhu, his mother leaves him in the care of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to serve him. He himself says, خَدَمْتُ النَّبِيَّ sallallahu alayhi wasallam 10 sinin. I served Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for a period of 10 years. فَمَا قَالَ لِي أُفٍ قَطُّ. He never ever expressed any displeasure with me. وَلَا لِمَ صَنَعْتَ وَلَا أَلَّا صَنَعْتَ. Not once in these 10 years did he ever ask me, why did you not carry out this task that I gave to you? Or why did you do something that I did not ask you to do? He recognized that I was a youngster, I was prone to error, and he completely overlooked and tolerated my mistakes. And if you take it one step further, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's gentleness, his softness, his leniency was applicable even to those who opposed him directly. On one occasion, a group of Jews come by, and greeting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they say to him, Assalamu alaykum. Instead of saying Assalamu alaykum, which means may Allah's peace be upon you, they alter the pronunciation very slightly and subtly. And they say, As-salamu alaykum, which loosely translates to, may death be upon you. May death come to you. Aisha radiallahu anha, the young wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at that time, she realizes what they are doing. So she immediately responds to them, Wa alaykum as-salamu wal-la'na. That may death come to you, may Allah's curse come to you. Immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to her, O Aisha, inna Allah yuhibbu rifqa fil amri kullihi. Allah loves gentleness. Allah loves softness in all affairs and matters. Even though they have insulted me, they have cursed me, but deal gently with them, deal softly with them. So this attribute, my dear brothers, we find generally the greatest challenge or the greatest concern a person has, especially when it comes to our employees, our subordinates, our children. A person feels that if I will display softness and gentleness, then people will take advantage of me. They will see this as a sign of weakness and my work will not get done. Qadi Iyaz rahimahullah, he allays our fears and he says that history bears testimony that those people who adopted softness and gentleness in their approach and dealings with others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitated their work for them. Allah made it such that their work would come to completion. So contrary to our belief that if I display softness, I will be taken advantage of, rather Allah will create the means, open the way for my work to get done. The month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, is an opportunity. We find in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, emphasis has been placed on being gentle, being lenient, especially with our staff, our workers, our employees, those who are our subordinates. Let us make an effort in this month especially to adopt this attribute, this characteristic, and then see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitates our work for us. Together with that, my dear brothers, as we know, today is the day of Jumu'ah, the day of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the day of Durood Sharif. Just one point regarding Durood Sharif, which we mentioned in the Jumu'ah Bayan last week as well. Allah reward those who contribute to creating an atmosphere of Jumu'ah and who spread awareness regarding Jumu'ah. But as we mentioned, our Jumu'ah will not become blessed, will not become valuable based on the number of posts that we make regarding Durood Sharif. It may encourage others, it may be a means of creating the atmosphere and reminding others of Jumu'ah, but my Jumu'ah will become valuable and will become Mubarak based on the Durood Sharif I myself will read. Not my status message or my profile picture, but how much of Durood Sharif I myself will read, my Jumu'ah will become blessed. So Allah gives us this opportunity. We are fasting, so we don't have lunch today. Let us make this intention at least, that half an hour, 45 minutes, however much of time I would have spent on the Dastarkhan, dedicate this to Durood Sharif. The fringe benefit ulama say is that we will secure the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.